My next guest is Carmel Doyle, who is CEO of the Jack and Jill Children's Foundation. And she is here to tell us a little bit about their forthcoming fundraiser up on the hill for Jack and Jill, which takes place in October. And it's been going on now up the hill for Jack and Jill for the last 8 years and is a huge fundraiser for their work. Carmel, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much, Deirdre. Thanks for having me.
Now, I see that you are currently helping 11 Kerry families with support, badly needed support. And give us a flavour of the kind of families you help and what you do for them.
Sure. And we've helped 76 Kerry families since 1997. So we've got great community links. What we do, Deirdre, is we're an Irish children's charity that funds and delivers home nursing care for children from birth to six, and these are children with highly complex and life-limiting medical conditions. Some of them would be end of life. So what our nurses do, and a big shout out to Siobhan Reen, our local liaison nurse manager in Kerry, and what we would do is we would go into the home, assess the situation and get help to that family fairly quickly in terms of funding up to 80 hours per month so that mum and dad can get a break, because the children we look after would be highly complex in terms of high medications. They might have 20 pieces of equipment at home, they may be tube fed, oxygen dependent, taking seizures. So they're children who have a lot of needs. So you're not just going to ask your sister or your neighbour to look after the child. You need specialist help. And that's where Jack and Jill comes in. We've been going now for 25 years, and it's about giving a break to parents so that they can do the ordinary stuff that we all do, like having a walk or meeting a friend for coffee or just catching up on some sleep. So for those 11 Kerry families, their Jack and Jill nurses would be a lifeline in terms of just empowering the parent to keep going.
And Carmel,
we're very proud of it.
How often would these nurses come to the family home in those instances, or does it depend?
It depends on the family. Ours is, we look at the child and the family as a unique situation. So the one family may say, well, we want two blocks of 10 hours because we want to use it overnight to just catch up on some sleep. Somebody else might say, well, this weekend I've got a wedding to attend, family wedding, so I'd like to go to that. So it's all worked out with your local nurses as to what we call it child and family centered care, but we basically design the care package around the family's needs, and every family is different and every family is treated that way, Deirdre. But it's a good question. It's not a tick box, you know, you can have us on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. No, we go in and we say, well, where are the points where you need our help? Is it for a good night's sleep, or, you know, is it to for those few hours that you're going down to collect your other daughter from creche or something else? And every family, sure, you know, has its own family regime. So it's all about building our service around the family's requirements.
And whatever did these families do, Carmel, before the Jack and Jill nurses existed, I wonder? I mean, was it a case that they just couldn't get a break, or breaks were very rare or whatever? Because it's such a vital service.
Yeah, I actually don't know. I know that it was set up in 1997 by Jonathan Irwin and Marianne O'Brien. And at that time, when they were bringing their own child, Jack, home, the doctor advised against it because there were no supports outside the hospital. So the whole philosophy came about because Marianne met a local nurse who said, I think I can help you. And she came in and she said, look, I know what Jack needs, and Marianne and Jonathan were able to get on with things. But that's a very good question. Before Jack and Jill, I guess people just had to stay in themselves, or in some instances, children were left in hospital and people just couldn't cope. And we believe that children and families want them at home, but they need the support to do this. Because we look after over 400 families around the country, so I'm not sure what they'd do if Jack and Jill wasn't in there.
And it's incredible to see, I've been reading down through some statistics, Carmel, that you've helped 76 Kerry families. That's just Kerry families since the organisation was first established. That's remarkable.
Oh, it is. And, you know, that's down to Jonathan and Marianne, you know, for setting up the service. We've actually helped 2,700 children around the country. As you say, 76 are from Kerry. We're very proud of what we do. We know it works. It's very simple. We don't have a means test. We don't have a waiting list. You know, once a child is assessed by our liaison nurse manager and meets our criteria, they're on our books. We can have a carer or a nurse there within 48 hours. And our nurses go in a can-do attitude. Look, we know you need help here and we're going to do our best to get somebody here. So it works and we're so proud of the service. But it does take, on the flip side, Deirdre, it takes a lot of money to run Jack and Jill, because if you do the maths on it, you know, over 400 families claiming up to 80 hours per month, you know, that's a lot of care capital to raise in any given year. So we've been going now 25 years, and I just want to give a big shout out to everybody in Kerry, our nurses, our families, because we find just as we support Kerry families, they support us right back by setting up fundraisers for us. And the fundraiser I'm about to talk about, Up the Hill for Jack and Jill, was actually started by a Kerry dad called John O'Sullivan, who's the postmaster in Kenmare.
That's right. Yeah, I remember speaking to him about it. Yeah. So is it happening on any particular day, or does it go through October?
Throughout October. So the call is to ask people, and there's plenty of hills in Kerry, to go up the hill for Jack and Jill in solidarity with our 11 Kerry families, to get a big group or a small group of friends to walk, cycle, skate, run, whatever way you want to go up and down that hill. And it's all about getting together. And the magic number is €18 to register. Registration is now open on jackandjill.ie, and €18 will fund 1 hour of home nursing care for a local child.
Yeah, and you know, that, so that's all you have to do, really. I mean, if you can raise more, all the better, but €18 would that puts it into perspective, 1 hour, which is great. Yeah,
it does. And I mean, I know you're just talking about the budget and, you know, crisis in terms of the cost of living. People have a limited amount to give, and we're so grateful for every €18 we get, because that makes a huge difference to us.
Perfect. So how do people register?
Just go up to the website jackandjill.ie and register. It's €18 to register. We'll be in touch with you then, and there's lots of ideas in terms of how you can do your hill walk. And we find some people just interpret it. You choose what day and how many people you want to bring on your hill walk. Or sometimes it's just a gentle incline, Deirdre. Some people do it in gyms and say, look, we're just going to do it on a treadmill and put the incline up to 10. And do it that way. So it's up to your own imagination. Just as our service is bespoke around the family, this fundraiser is depending on what works for a particular group. But I do want to give a big shout out to John O'Sullivan, because he started this all off in Kenmare, up the hill for Jack and Jill, and he used to have hundreds of people doing it. And he's the man. We looked at what was happening successfully in Kerry, and we said, look, this could be the blueprint for around the country. And it's been going now for 8 years. And hats off to John O'Sullivan and his family there. They gave us the idea. And it's a very simple mantra, up the hill for Jack and Jill, €18. You know?
Great stuff. Well, listen, I hope it's a huge success. I know it's a charity that's close to a lot of people's hearts here in Kerry. And I know that people will come out and support it despite these challenging times we're in, Carmel. Listen, we'll let you go. Thanks a million for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Deirdre. Bob.
That's Carmel Doyle there, CEO of the Jack and Jill Children's Foundation. Remember, just a small donation of €18 to register, even that, if that's all you can afford, that would equate to an hour of nursing time for one of these kids here in Kerry who needs it. Have a think about that one. You might like to do it if you want to do something good for other people. Maybe that's your autumn resolution this year. Who knows?